Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch the novelas from our childhood while drinking coffee and critically analyze them. Come watch with us. Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito. Today we're talking about episode 3 of Teresa.
Yes, yes.
I almost said 2.
Oh, that was last week.
Yes.
Get it together.
So the episode starts off where episode 2 left off.
I think this is going to be a thing. It's always just going to start like with the last 10 seconds.
I should stop saying that then is yeah. What you're saying.
Yeah. But you know what I was going to say? So I looked at the credits and I saw Aida's dad's name and I thought I read Hernan also.
It is
Ruben. But for like the first half of this episode until somebody said his name, I thought it was Hernan just like you did in the beginning. And then I was like, wait, this actor's name is Hernan. And is he just like super cool that he doesn't need a last name in the credits? Like,
I guess
it just says Hernan. Like,
yeah,
like Shakira, right? She doesn't have a last name. It's just Shakira.
It's Shakira. Shakira. No, so, you're right. Yeah, I don't know.
It was just weird. I was like, yeah. What is this?
So Teresa is giving her iconic speech to Paolo and Aida. And she tells them there's going to be a day that they're going to beg for her forgiveness. And they're going
to... She won't give it to them.
Yeah. They're going to need her help. And she's not going to give it to them. No.
And I was trying to remember what happened later and I can't. So I'm like waiting.
But it does happen. It does. Whatever. Something happens where they need her. And she's like, F you guys.
I can't even think about what it is or what it could be.
Whatever it is, it's good. And then she turns around, she's leaving, and she turns back around to just, oh, by the way, entre ser o no ser, yo soy.
Yo soy.
Yo soy. Like, it's so casual.
Also, Paolo and Aida are like just sitting there or whatever, and his bruise does not look like a bruise. The one on his lips looks like a cold sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what kind of makeup artist is this?
Why did they give him a cold sore? Or did he have one already? And then they were just like, let's just pretend it's a bruise.
Oh, maybe. I guess that's efficient.
1 in 4 people have cold sores. So
no, maybe. I know. That's why I didn't want to like make it like a thing of like laughing that it could be herpes. Because I was like, no, that's messed up. So that's right. Why I just said a cold sore, not herpes. But it looks...
Yeah, the same. Different virus.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have the same name, so it confuses people.
I just didn't want to stigmatize people with herpes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, cold sores is fine.
But I just wanted to say.
Why does Aida kiss it?
That's what I wrote down. Is it in the scene or is it? No, yeah, doesn't she get up and leave after? Oh, yeah, I did write it down. I was like, ew, why does she kiss his bruise / cold sore?
I don't know. That's weird.
Because I think it's supposed to be. Okay, we'll let it go. Yeah. I was going to keep talking about the cold.
Let go of Paolo's bruise.
Let it go.
Bruce/
cold sore.
Yes. But before she does this, before she gives it a kiss for some strange reason, they're sitting there and they're like, what could we possibly ever need from Teresa?
Teresa. Muerta de hambre.
Yeah. What could rich people like us ever need from her? So it's whatever it is, it's good.
Oh, and then aren't they like, oh, wait, or is that the last episode? No, I guess this is the same scene. So when they're like, what she gonna do? You want her poor boys to beat us up?
Yeah, and then Paolo's like, whatever. If that happens, we'll just let him rot in jail forever because we're rich and we
Of course they say that.
Yeah, because it's true everywhere in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
So that ends there. I think we go, yeah. This is where she then leaves, and she's like, she pulls out a picture of Teresa again. She's like, this is the woman that you're fawning over. Get over her.
Yeah, so she's still being a desesperada.
Yeah. And then she kisses his bruise.
And then she's like, ouch.
Like, ouch.
What?
That's so weird. And then she leaves. Then we go to Teresa's house, where Teresa's mom is telling Rosa and Johnny to tell her the truth. Rosa... it's getting better at lying, apparently.
I think, I feel like she learned from Teresa, from her big sister.
Yes. So she's like,
but don't all siblings learn how to lie from their
siblings? Yeah. Yeah. They're our first teachers.
Yeah.
Siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Except we learn to lie together, I guess. Cause,
yeah, I mean, because we're like close in age and we're older.
Because we're twins. What do you mean close in age?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Luis. I was talking
about both of us. Luis learned from us, yes.
Yeah, and he was way better at it.
He surpassed us. He's Teresa.
He's Teresa.
But so Rosa lies to her and she believes her.
Okay, and it's a dumb ass lie because I didn't like write down exactly what she says, but doesn't she say, she says she needs some kind of blood work for the gym, right? Some kind of lab work to get that done for the gym, and that's all it is. But I'm like, wouldn't they have sent home some kind of consent form for the mom to sign?
Yeah, maybe they do things differently in Mexican gyms.
I don't know. But she's underage, so like I feel like there have to be some kind of parent permission there. But whatever. The mom believes her, I think.
She does believe her for some reason. And then we go over to Mariano's
Mariachi
house.
Guy.
That's what I call him, too, because I don't remember his name.
I don't know his name.
I don't know.
I want to say it's Pablo, but I feel like
I thought it was...
No, that's the kid's name. Never mind.
Yes, Pablito. Yeah. Umberto?
That doesn't sound right at all.
I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
So he walks into their house, and then
he asks Mariano for a favor, and then he says a mueble, that he needs Mariano's help to put a mueble
in the taxi.
And I was like, at first I thought a mueble was a couch, but I guess it's any kind of furniture.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's not a couch.
What kind of couch fits inside
of
the back of a taxi?
Yeah.
None. And then we go to Teresa walking out of her house or something, or walking behind. Why is she walking? Oh, she must be getting home. And is in front of her. And
she hella mean mugs her best friend.
Who does that? Oh my God. Yeah. And so Aurora's just there being the sweet, sweet friend
with
that she is.
Sweet, angelic face.
Yes. She really does have a
How
sweet
does someone look that nice?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I have RBF.
I look lost. I don't have RBF. Teresa's treating her horribly.
She's being so rude for no reason.
Yeah, I think it's a defense mechanism she's built up, you know?
Yeah.
Or is she just being a bitch? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think with Teresa, you don't know, but I think she's probably just being a bitch. She looks hella evil. And then she's acting... Okay, and then she's telling Aurora, like, oh, wow, por fin que vienes acá, whatever. As if she had ever invited Aurora to step inside.
Even Aurora's like, no, I haven't come here because you haven't invited me.
Yeah. So it's like, why are you telling her you never come here when you're the one who doesn't invite her? And then at the end of it, she still doesn't invite her in.
Yeah. Right. She's like, anyway, let's go. I'm still not going to let you in my house. We can't
it's
talk in
there. It's too small for us to talk in peace. Like, what? No one's even home.
Damn. Okay. And Aurora, like the good friend she is, she's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, but also during this time, she's talking about how she wouldn't be friends. She's friends with her now, but once their economic differences start to weigh on her, that it's going to, you know, affect their friendship. But I'm like, they've been friends all throughout high school. How would that, like, you know what I mean? How would that change after? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And so their economic differences didn't come into factor in high school.
Yeah, they would have already been affected by them, right?
Yes, I don't know.
So then she sees Mariano walking out with mariachi guy out of Mariano's house. And then Aurora's like, oh, would you date someone from this neighborhood?
Teresa sees them, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, but they don't see her. They don't see them.
No.
Aurora doesn't see him either.
Mm-mm.
And Aurora's like thinking about it. And then we cut from that scene. We don't hear her answer. It makes it seem like she's not going to answer.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes back.
What happens next?
It goes, Paula.
Who's Paolo?
Oh. It just made Paula.
Is that when he picks up his mom?
No. It goes to Paula. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Okay, so then we go to Paolo. Not Paula.
Yes, Paolo.
Paolo's mom and Aida's mom.
At
the rich people club, the tennis club, whatever it is.
The country club.
Country club. And Aida's mom is talking about going to Paris. And Genoveva's like, oh, yeah, it's good for you.
She's being a bitch.
Yeah, and they're talking about her marriage and blah, blah, blah. And then Aida's mom leaves. And then Genoveva.
She basically calls her a dumbass.
It's like, idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot, if you only knew what a man whore your husband was. Why wouldn't she tell her? I don't know.
A true friend would have said something, right?
I don't know. I would think. I don't know. And then
sometimes you don't want to get involved with that kind of stuff, but
that's true. I don't know. I would be like, it's like if you're like at the club and then you see like your
you would not say anything. Friend,
you would take a picture of him and you would be like, what's he doing here? Do you know this? Are you up to date?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or would you stay out of it? I don't know.
No, I think the responsible thing is to take a picture discreetly.
Yeah. So Genoveva should have said something because she knows.
I'm pretty sure they've cheated together, no?
Yeah, I think
so. I want to say yeah, and that's why she's not saying anything. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame. Mm-hmm. And then Aida walks up and sits down. And then we go back to Teresa and Aurora.
Yes.
And this is where Aurora's like, you know what? Yes. Yes, I would date someone from this neighborhood.
Yeah. And then Teresa basically calls her a pushover. And she's like, oh, but what if your dad said something to you or prohibited you from dating?
So what if your dad prohibited this relationship? And then she was like, I don't think he would ask me this. And then Teresa's like, yeah, well, what about your career? Have you told him?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, no.
And then they decide to go get coffee somewhere else because Teresa says her house is too small.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like right after that, we go to the coffee scene.
Yeah,
they're getting coffee. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. And so they're talking more
about the career thingy, and Teresa's just being a bitch about Aurora's career of choice.
She's just such a bitch to Aurora, and Aurora's like, this is fine.
Why does she put up with that?
She deserves
better.
She could go back to her rich friends.
But they're fucking bitches too.
They're all fake.
Yeah.
But at least she knows what she gets with Teresa, or she thinks she knows. True.
Yeah, because doesn't it get worse later on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Teresa is like, you're really going to be a teacher? You're going to throw away all this opportunity and all this money you have to be a measly teacher?
Yeah. And then she's like, with your money and resources, you can have an important career. And it's like, teachers are important.
Teachers should get paid more.
Yeah.
I used to go volunteer at...
I was wondering when you texted me that, like, because I feel like I never really knew why you stopped. Why you stopped pursuing, like, wanting to be a teacher.
Oh, let me tell you why I stopped pursuing it. So I would volunteer at Hayden's school, right? First grade and I didn't go kindergarten. It was all of first and second grade. I went every, like, Friday.
Oh, I remember you used to go.
Mm-hmm. And it was the worst thing ever.
Oh.
So they sat me down with him and, like, four other kids who were a little more advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And I would play just math games with them because that's what I did with them, math. And half the time, Hayden was just trying to make his friends laugh at my expense. And I would be like,
he was making fun of you?
No, just not listening on purpose.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know what you mean. That's how parents, that's how kids act sometimes because they want
exactly.
to like, be cool.
Yeah, exactly, which is fine. I get it. But it was so annoying because then I was like, it would be this times 20, five other kids. And so the kids in the classroom were like, there was two kids who just would never listen. And then the teacher would just be like, oh, I'm taking away recess. I'm taking away recess. Oh, you have three stickers up that say you've done three bad things. One more.
And they gave like no shit.
Recess is gone. No. And they didn't care.
That used to work on me because I remember in fourth, and see, this is how bad it was to me back then that I still remember it now. In fourth grade, I got in trouble by Mrs. Richardson. And I don't even remember what the hell I was doing. I was probably talking because sometimes I would never shut up in class. And she put me on timeout and she had a little corner. You know how
so
there's those
degrading. Yes,
because everybody sees you walk to that corner.
And you sit there like, in front of everyone.
And at least she had it like decorated very comfy.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
There was a little stool and like a pillow. And then, but then there was a little poster like in front that said like timeout. There was pillows. But it was still, it was embarrassing. And I cried during timeout.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. I wasn't in your class, but I remember it happening.
Yeah. Anyway, to reel us back in, Aurora would be a great teacher.
I think Aurora would be a fantastic
amazing,
teacher.
Amazing. The best.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, yeah, they're talking about how her dad wants her to be a doctor. And she says if she has to be a doctor, she'd prefer to be a pediatrician because it, like, you know, is involved with kids.
Yeah, but then she's like, but it's not for me. And that shit is hard. I can pass. I dropped out of nursing school.
Yeah.
No shame because it wasn't for me.
But not Aurora everything knows. Is for everyone. Yeah. Aurora she knows what she wants.
Yeah, but she can't tell her dad.
Yeah, not yet. But I feel like she'll get some.
She'll get there.
I was gonna say some balls, but I was trying to find a better way to say it. But whatever, I already said it.
Yes. So then we go to.
Wait, no, I wanted to say the MMS. Yeah, the MMS thing that you missed. Yeah. Okay, so Teresa's like, "Yo creo que tú eres MMS," which means, and I had never heard this before. So I don't know if it's a thing or if they just made it. It has to be a thing. Anyway, it stands for mientras me caso, which means she's basically telling Aurora, like, I think you're just in college while you get married and you don't plan on working, you know, like you're just going to school because your parents want you to go to school, but your goal is not to pursue an education. It's to get married and, you know, become a housewife, which like is fine. Some people, that's what they want to do, but they have a term for that.
That's what
mientras me caso.
So what I thought she said, oh, I think you're going to become a pediatrician. That's what I thought she said. Because I didn't register.
You missed the whole spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Because then that makes sense. Because then Aurora was like, no, I mean, I do want to get married one day, but, and I want four kids or some large
some crazy
number.
Amount.
I think she says three. Yeah. I think it's three. So that makes sense. That conversation makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, then.
Paolo picks up his mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where she's giving her some weird-ass, shitty advice.
She's being the worst mom ever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What kind of mom?
So, yeah, she's like, forget about Teresa and date a girl. Show her off to Teresa. Get back at Teresa. Teresa doesn't care.
She gives no fucks about Paolo no more.
No.
She's moved on to bigger and better things. Profe.
She's gone. She's long gone.
Yeah.
And this is where she's like, you have to be with someone of our class.
I was like, bitch.
But I have read that the most successful relationships are similar socioeconomic classes. So, I mean, it makes sense. But to just straight up be like, someone at our level.
Yeah, it's classist, but that's what they are. We've already seen that plenty of times.
Yeah, and that's just weird advice, too.
Yeah, it's like, date someone else to get over her and show her off. Like, wouldn't you just tell your kid instead, like,
take your time.
Heal. Thank you.
Yes. Heal before you jump into another relationship, yes?
Yeah. And then she says that one quote, but I don't remember what it is.
Oh, yes. Un clavo se quita con otro clavo.
But don't you use a hammer?
Yes,
you so it's not even
use
right?
the other end of the hammer to like pull the nail out. And what she says, if for those of you who don't speak Spanish,
it's like the thing where you say
another nail.
No, but I was going to say, it's like, because that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's like when you say to get over someone, you have to be under someone else. You've never heard that before?
No. Oh, my.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's basically what she's telling him to do.
Get a rebound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not how you get over someone. This is how you get into another unhealthy relationship.
Yep.
And then we go to Teresa's house after that. She's there with Doña Juana and Rosa. Rosa is begging Teresa to, her dress.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. My bad. This is the first dress that Rosa, either she helped out with most of it or whatever, but she's
this
like,
is the, it's the first dress she makes mostly by herself.
Mm-hmm. And then she asks, Teresa wants her, Doña Juana wants to make her dress looser because it's too tight at her curves or whatever. Like, this fucking bitch is hella fucking skinny.
Teresa's like, what curves? This is what I need.
She's like, I need it to be as tight as possible. And then she calls her descarada. That was my favorite.
It reminds me of, was it Laura?
Que entre desgraciado.
Yeah. It's not the same word, but it just reminds me
it of does. It has the same feeling. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Descarada.
And or then, when mami says sinvergüenza.
Yes. Yeah. To you. No.
That's what I was going to say. She tells me all the
time. It is mostly to you because you're like, no, I need to show off these curves like Teresa.
I'm Teresa. Oh, my God. I wish.
I'm Teresa. Have we said that every episode?
We have. We're just wishing.
Yeah. But like
time we're like.
Like we've established we can't morally be like her. But we want to.
Yeah.
But we can't do it.
Yeah.
So,
no, but first of all, I've never met anybody rich to try to like gold dig off of either way. So I'm like, I can't.
Where did it happen to me? Yeah. Where do you meet rich guys?
I guess you have to go to like a good, university. Like she wants to, that's probably why she wants to go there.
I attend classes online. This is never going to happen for me. I'm happy.
State school. Yeah, me too. No, no one's going to believe us now. No.
I swear we're happy. We're both happy.
Yeah. Now you're being like Esperanza and you're having, just kidding.
Yeah, I said it twice to reassure myself. We're happy.
We're just joking though.
Okay. So after she tries this dress on and she calls her descarada, Rosa is like, oh, by the way, I'm going to have a party in La Vecindad. And Teresa's like, ew.
Ew. Vecindad.
She's like, well, it's going to be a cooperacha. Everyone's going to cooperate.
Cooperacha, okay. I couldn't remember what it was. The word was.
That's the word. And then she's like, well, I'm glad to see you're finally going where you're after. That's what you have to do in this life to get what you want.
Yeah.
And then she's like, can you ask my dad for money, though? Because he's going to give it to you and not me. And I'm like, damn. Like,
that's fucked up.
Damn. It kind of reminds me of when we would ask Luis to ask for, like, McDonald's because they would say yes to him.
But and so I used to think it was because he was a favorite, but now I think it's because he was the most annoying. And so he would just go on and on and on until they would just give in.
He was relentless.
Yeah.
He stood up for what he wanted. He's Teresa.
He's Teresa. This is the second time we say it. You know what? If there's any one of us that's the most like Teresa, I think it's him. I'm glad he doesn't listen.
So Teresa is like, no, you ask for your things. You're supposed to get or try and get what you want, not me. And then she's like, no, this is me trying to get what I want by asking you. And she's like, okay, fine. I'll ask him for money for you.
But that's just sad. I feel so bad for Rosa.
I know. It's so evident that she's not liked. Or that she's...
Or at least liked.
Yeah. And there's only two of them, so...
Damn, yeah. There should be at least be a third one so that the two can bond together about how Teresa's a favorite.
Exactly. Just like we did. Yeah. No, because if you ask him that,
we I were know. The favorite, I feel whatever. Like all kids are probably like this, all siblings, I mean.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's clear that it's they clear. Do prefer Teresa. Yes. And not only the parents, the whole neighborhood.
Everyone.
All of them.
Yeah.
They prefer her over their own kids.
Poor Rosa has a complex.
Probably the whole neighborhood does at this point. Johnny, he thinks he's dumb, which he is.
So then, while this is happening, Esperanza and her family are also in. Oh, you know what? No, right because, after this, they come in.
Yeah, it's right after. And Pablito is there. He's sick. Who knows what's wrong with him? He has a fever or something. It's kind of stomachache. It's probably worse, actually.
Yeah.
I think he has cancer, but they don't know it yet. I think that's what ends up happening. And so... Wait, whose house are they at? Because Teresa's in there too.
They're at Teresa's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Esperanza and her mom are visiting. And
Doña Refugio. I was going to say, I still don't know, but I found it out in this episode.
Yeah. So she's sitting
Doña
there.
Doña Refugio.
Yeah, and they're all talking, and then Esperanza's mom is like, oh, can you ask one of your doctor friends? You're always doing them so many favors. You stay
working so much overtime at Ruben's house.
Yeah.
Or a hotel.
Teresa's facial expressions are amazing.
She's like, if they were just turned to look at her, they would know. Like, she is not trying to hide it at all. It's like, although I've done that before where I can't hide my facial expressions, or I forget that I'm supposed to keep up the lie.
I'm the worst.
Or I don't catch on. I can't. It's a lie. And then I like end up writing.
Yeah. Someone out with your facial expressions. Luckily no one looked at Teresa. So Esperanza is able to keep her lie going. So they leave because they're going to go check on Pablito. And then Teresa's mom is like, wow, that's a new dress. It looks so nice.
Yeah.
What's the occasion? And Teresa's like, oh, well, I'm going to go see my creepy profe.
And mom is like, what?
You're not going anywhere.
And then Teresa gives no fucks. She's like, okay, bye.
She smiles. She's like, watch me leave.
She's like, okay, mom.
Watch me go.
Bye.
And then poor Doña Refugio is going to straight up have a heart attack. She's like holding her chest. And she's like,
I really feel that she's being so fucking dramatic and exaggerating about this. I really do.
Teresa knows what she's doing, but
I'm like, don't you know your fucking daughter? Like,
they don't know her.
They don't. I guess she's well at hiding it, which I don't know how, because she has not been well at hiding it.
It's so obvious
this whole
to all of us. I don't know.
Oh, I can't. Parents are just dumb, I guess.
Then the mom runs out, Doña Refugio, and begs Mariano to stop Teresa.
And she doesn't even want to tell him what's happening. I'm like, this is what's wrong with Mexican parents. I'm just kidding.
No, you're right.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. They never want to talk about what's happening because they're ashamed or they want to hide it, you know?
Yeah. And so they make something else up sometimes.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
She acts like Teresa's getting kidnapped and not going over there on her own free will. And she's like, you have to save her. Save her from what?
Yeah. So then we get to Teresa arriving and she's like in awe at the sight of this house.
And I'm like, okay, you can hide it a little bit better.
Oh my God,
please.
Yeah. Hide your intentions.
She's like gawking at this like house, which like fine, you know, at least get it all out before you go in there and be like, oh my God.
Don't let anyone see you being this dramatic about it. She's like, oh my God. So she goes inside and the profe's sister is like.
I didn't know the profe's name up until now.
It's Arturo.
Yeah, but I've just been calling him the profe.
Arturo Barrera.
How do you
know his last name? Barrera? They keep saying it.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Where have you been? But I just call him Creepy Profe.
Yeah.
I like that better. So she tells her she needs an appointment. And
the sister's a weirdo also.
She's so fucking weird. Yeah. So then she just sits down. She looks so worried for no reason at first.
Well, okay. She's not even acting like a sister. She's acting like a jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Yeah. Like... I don't.
So Teresa's like, I'm going to sit right here.
She's being hella rude. She just invites herself in.
Yeah.
And she's like, plops her ass down on the couch.
Yeah. I'll wait right here. I'm going to wait. So then we cut back to Doña Refugio and Don Armando. Teresa's straight up playing him. And Doña Refugio's like, how do you not see this, Armando?
I forgot that that she did talk to the dad about this already. Because when he was like, oh no, she already talked to me about it, it's cool,
it's fine,
I was like, when does this even happen?
Last episode.
Yeah.
And then we end that scene and then we see Mariano trying to get Creepy Profe's address at the college. He's lying. He's like, I have these camarones.
I would have fell for that.
I would have been like,
yes, those can't go bad, here's his address.
You can't let camarones go bad, here you go. But this,
not the ceviche.
Not the ceviche. But this lady's like, no.
She probably knows him and she's like, he's too classy for ceviche.
Yeah. Profe doesn't eat ceviche. He eats quinoa.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like a fancy.
No, I was just going to say.
He eats lobster.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Profe's house and Profe Sis is looking so worried when she glances at Teresa. Every time she looks at Teresa, she has this like face.
She knows Teresa's like just gawking at everything, being a like interesada, you know, she's not hiding it at all.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, let your brother do what he wants.
Yeah. So this is where Teresa's like, oh, you're his sister. And I was thinking something else. You're so pretty. And then she's like, no, no.
Oh yeah. Cause as soon as she finds out that it's his sister, she starts being nice to her.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you wanted, you know, you should have just been nice right off the bat.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, so she's like, you're so pretty. And then she's like, no. I'm not pretty. You're pretty. And she says it so weird.
So serious. Like, no, yo no soy bonita. Tú eres bonita.
Yeah, it's so random.
And it's like, what? Why are you like this?
And then Arturo walks up behind them. And then we cut back to La Vecindad.
And he's still,
Armando's still like, Don Armando's still like, no, it's fine. Teresa said that there's scholarships. And then Doña Refugio, back away from the mic if you sneeze.
It went away. The feeling went away.
Okay. So then Doña Refugio's like, at what cost, Armando? There's no scholarships there. And he's like, oh, what? She said there was. What do you mean? My daughter lied to me.
She lied?
Then we go back to El Profe and Teresa in his office. And it's all so weird. The whole scene is so weird.
It's so weird.
She's like,
he's so creepy.
He's just being super creepy. She's like, tell me what you really want. And he's like, no, tell me what you're willing to give me. And she's like, well, what do you want? And he's like, well, what are you going to give me?
That song, that Spice Girl song, got stuck in my head when she's like,
say
what you want. Yeah.
Oh my god. So it's just this weird back and forth, and
it's like this weird like flirting.
I don't think you can handle this. And she's like, I can handle whatever. And he's like, can you handle it? And then they're just going back and forth about handling it.
It's super weird. I don't know.
So then we cut back after that scene's it's still going. Then we go back to Esperanza, who walks into Doña.
Oh, I completely forgot about this.
Oh, yeah.
I have it here. So you're right. Not all of them have phones.
Yeah. I was guessing. So she goes to Doña Juana's house. Esperanza goes to Doña Juana's house and wants to use her phone. And she's like, tres pesos, give me them. But she's like, no, I'm just kidding.
She got a thing going here.
Yeah.
Charging
but then
people.
She's kidding. Charge Esperanza's family.
Yeah.
Everyone
charge
else.
Charge the other neighbors, though.
Yeah, they're all fair game. Tres pesos. Give me them.
Who does she... Wait. Oh, no, she doesn't... It doesn't show her calling him yet, right?
No.
Because it cuts the
back
next
to
scene.
Profe, a creepy Profe and Teresa. And this is where she's like, well, I want you to work for me.
What? Oh, maybe I have it out of order. Because I have that she does call. Oh, no, now they show Aida's house.
Yes.
And she's having cafecito with her parents.
Yes.
And then she calls Ruben, and he's being an ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He seems to balance cheating on family life and work life really well.
Well, they all do at first.
He has hours for everything. She's like, don't contact me.
Yeah, because he's like, you know you're not supposed to call me at this time.
Yeah.
But he's acting like it's a work call, which he plays off really well. Just and Esperanza's just on the other line like a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then he hangs up and he's like, oh, no big deal. It was just work. And she's like, oh, is there a problem? Oh, there's always problems at work. Don't worry.
I feel like she has to suspect something, but no.
She's just dumb too.
Yeah, probably.
Or she's lying to herself about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like at least Aida has to suspect something too.
Right.
But they
you would
don't.
Think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can tell.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Teresa and Creepy Profe now.
Yeah, we're back at the Profe's house.
This is where she tells him she wants her to work for him.
He'll and they finally college. Start talking about actual work.
Yeah, instead of
the weird sexual innuendos.
Yes. So he's like, I just want the first few years of your career. And he's caressing
like
the
a stipend.
Chair. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what I have.
Exactly.
But it wasn't a sexy Profe that offered it to me.
No.
The government.
Who's not sexy at all.
No.
So he's caressing the chair behind her while talking
he
to her.
He rubs it like a creep.
Mm-hmm. Like Creepy Profe. And he's like, you need
living
to get
up
the
to
best.
His name.
Yeah. You need to get the best grades and work for me. And you're gonna not going to have time for anything fun.
No distractions, which means no boyfriends probably.
Because then he's going to be her boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's so exploitative, but Teresa ain't no fool.
Teresa knows.
Yeah.
She knows exactly what she's getting into. So she has to maintain like a high GPA. She has to be the top of her class.
Yeah.
And then she agrees, but before she shakes his hand, she moves it away and she's like, I need to ask you for something before I agree. Yeah. But we don't know what that is yet.
And they cut to Mariano showing up.
Yeah, Mariano's outside the gate being crazy.
And how did he find the address? Did they ever say?
No. I was wondering.
He just shows up.
Thing. Yeah. Maybe she finally was like, okay, he needs his camarones.
Maybe she gave in. Yeah.
Or he found someone else, another person. Maybe she went on her break and then
somebody else
showed up and then she believed the camarones. She was new. So. So he's outside climbing the gate. The poor house lady who
she does not deserve this drama.
No, yeah, not at all.
Sweet lady.
Yeah. So she's just like, oh, bájate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Poor lady.
They don't pay me enough for this shit. They probably don't.
No, they probably don't. So then the sister comes out. She's like, why do you have this negative attitude? Like, what? Why would you say that?
Why wouldn't you say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know why you have this negative attitude, but I need you to get off my gate.
Get your negative attitude off my fence.
And then he's like, this lawyer is exploiting
taking advantage.
Her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I need you to refer to him as el licenciado.
What?
Someone just accused your brother of being a creep and you're like, refer to him as lawyer. I don't know what.
El licenciado is a creep.
Mariana's going to be like, well, el licenciado
is taking advantage.
However, Teresa, again, is there of her own will and she knows exactly
what this deal is. Well, and that's what Sister Profe says, which I never caught her name either.
I don't know.
I've just been calling her Sister Profe.
Yeah, sister. Me too, Sister Profe.
Who knows what her name is.
She's like, well, she's here of her own will. And then Teresa walks out.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like.
And then they're, I don't know, they're like arguing or whatever. And then the sister goes back inside, right? And she's basically like, do you really want her, you know, to be working for you? Look at the people she hangs out with. Basically, she's calling them ghetto.
Look at the company she keeps. Mariano did go over there acting hella ghetto. So.
But I feel like it's the mom's fault because she really.
Overplayed what was happening.
Yeah, she blew it hella out of proportion.
She thinks that the profe is taking advantage of Teresa, but Teresa is taking advantage.
They should be worried about the profe.
They should be worried about him, not the other way around. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So the creepy profe sister is like, I don't want her. Fine, hire her, pay for her college, whatever. But I don't want her in this house again.
And then he's like, surprise Pikachu face.
Yes. What do you mean? So then it cuts out.
But it's so weird. I don't understand the relationship dynamic. It's creepy. I guess it's perfect because he's creepy. She's creepy.
The creepy
They're
house.
Both creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually, it's like the Mexican Gothic book. That's the house.
Well, I pictured it a little more run down. But yeah, basically they're
Have you
creepy
read the
just like that whole.
Yeah, I told you I
finished
read the
it,
book.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I bought it because my friend let me borrow it and I need my own copy. So I ordered
it. It's so good. So good.
I love it. You know, it's supposed to be a show.
Yes. Yeah. They just started the process
of
making it into a show.
On Hulu, right?
Yeah.
This is sponsored by Mexican Gothic. I'm just kidding.
I wish. She's my favorite author now.
Yeah. I ordered her other book too. The one you had told me about.
It's so good. Yes.
I can't wait to read it.
The gods of Jade something. And Shadow.
Yeah. So gods good. Of something. It's called
like Gods of Jade and Shadow.
I know. I heard you.
Read it, everyone. It's so good.
Okay. Back to this.
Yeah.
Back to this. So, before we go on to the next scene or whatever, I needed to point out that I don't remember when we first talked about like novelas and what we didn't like about them. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I ever mentioned that I hate how they glorify machismo.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, I guess I don't know, what is everyone knows what machismo is, right? But it translates to what, toxic masculinity, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it glorifies toxic masculinity. And because Mariano is like really aggressive with her.
Yes.
Always. He like manhandles her, but he's supposed to be the good guy. We're supposed to be rooting for him, right?
Yeah.
He's the good guy in this, but he's still manhandling her, you know.
She's there of her own will. Right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't understand that. Mm-hmm. None of them understand that. She knows what she's doing, but he like grabs her, pulls her, picks her up, pushes her into the taxi.
And this is not the first time he does it. He did it before.
Yeah. We're just two episodes in and this is the second time he manhandles her.
Yep. And they're arguing, and she's like, "Oh, what? You still like me? Is that why?"
That's what she gets out of
that. Are you jealous? Yeah, that's what she
gets out. Like, "No, your mom made me come."
Yeah, your mom sent me. And then her face is like, "What?"
She's like, "No."
How dare she? So then they,
yes, we cut back to La Vecindad. Doña
Juana.
And Mariachi Guy are there.
Chismeando about Teresa and her family.
Yeah. They're like, "Ay, los compadres hasta ya se pelearon." And then Teresa and Mariano arrive, and Teresa walks past them. And then they're like, "Oh, Mariano, what's happening?" And then he walks past them.
Well, Teresa says that Mariano embarrassed her, that he humiliated her.
Which he did.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And then they both just walk by.
Yeah.
Then they get inside, and Teresa's super annoyed with her mom.
Yes. She walks in, and then the mom is like, "Are you okay?" And then she's like, "Of course I'm okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be okay?"
But, it's true. It's like
we have said, Teresa knows exactly what she's doing, and yeah, she's taking advantage of a profe.
Yeah.
But they don't know that. They don't know that. So she tells them, she twists up the story. She tells them that he just wants her to work for him.
I mean, it's true. She just left out the weird flirty thing they had going on.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. So she just changes the story a little bit. Changes the narrative so that her parents believe her.
Yeah.
Which they do.
Mom still looks like skeptical. She's a little suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's still a little suspect of her.
Yeah.
Then we go to Doña Juana and Mariachi Guy standing outside again.
And Juana, of course, is still being a little sexist. Internalized. Oh,
God. Yes. Yeah. So
misogynist, whatever.
He's like, "Let's go drink some beer." And then she's like,
"I'm not one of those women.
I'm a decent woman. I don't drink beer." Like, what? Okay. Well, I guess I'm indecent because I love beer. Actually, I don't drink that often anymore, but.
But you still like it.
Yeah. It's still fine. It's fine. You have one. If you don't want one, fine. But you don't,
but you don't have to call people indecent because they like, or a woman. You don't have to call women indecent because they like beer.
Yeah.
You know what? Has she tasted pumpkin spice beer? That shit's bomb.
Yes. That pumpkin cider that we got last year. So good. It's fall, so pumpkin everything.
Basic. We're basic.
We are basic. Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
Me neither. So then Johnny arrives with Rosa in his arms, like
an arm stupid
around her. Yeah. Oh, he's so dumb. So they're like talking about how Doña Juana's gonna have a party to celebrate her birthday with all her family. And then Joni's like, scratches his head like an idiot.
But your family died.
But what? You have no one.
You have no one.
Like, oh, why don't you remind her again, Joni? Jesus.
Why would you say this to anybody?
He's stupid. And then Rosa hits him and she's like, "Why would you say that? We're her family." And he's like, "Oh, you're right. You're right."
What? It's like, really? Someone has to tell you that? You dumbass.
So then, like the dumbass he is, he's like, "What are you guys going to provide for the quince?" Like, they don't already know that Doña Juana is a seamstress.
What they do. Yeah.
So she's going to get her dress. And Mariachi Guy is going to bring the mariachi.
Of course.
So then Rosa's like, "See, I told you that the dress and music were taken care of." Like, duh. Then we go back to Teresa and her parents in her house. And then the mom is like, "Why don't you just go to the public university?" And Teresa's like, she has this crying face, but she's not crying.
Yeah, it's like,
you understand, Papi, don't you? You understand I have to go to this university. Tell mom. Just playing him.
Manipulative as fuck.
Mm-hmm. She tells them that the profe, creepy profe, has no bad intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Does, but okay. So then, where do we go after that? Esperanza and Ruben.
No. Doesn't she somehow, I don't know. Wait, when is she at Juana, Doña Juana's after house, and she's telling her? Oh, okay.
After this.
Damn, I don't. So you said what? Esperanza and Ruben?
No, my bad.
I had it right?
Yes, you were right.
Okay. She's telling Doña Juana about what happened, and she's like, "Can you convince my parents?" And Doña Juana's like, "I'm not going to get involved." And then oh my God, I did the thing you did about saying Paula. I said Mariana, who, there's no one named Mariana in the novela. Okay, anyway, I got confused because I was going to say Teresa still talking about how Mariano is in love with her because he was jealous. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. She's all excited about it. Right. And then she tells, at some point she tells Doña Juana, she's like, the prophet didn't ask for anything I'm not willing to give.
Which, but they think that she's not willing, you know, to exchange
her wap, sex,
her wap for riches. But she is. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, do you.
To you, yeah. Do you, do baby what girl. You, do what you need to do. Yeah.
Use that wap.
And so Doña Juana's like, oh, okay. As long as it's not what you're not willing to give, then it's fine. So,
but she's willing to give it all.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yeah.
Then after that, we go to Esperanza and Ruben. And bam, it is her brother. It is not her son.
Yeah.
Though they make it seem like it is her son for a long time.
This whole time I thought it was her son.
Yeah, because the way she talks about him. And then the mom is like way older.
Yeah, she's like a grandma.
But they have this young son, so... I mean, that's impressive if they were... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't be birthing a child at that age, but okay. Pablito's like, what? 10, maybe?
He looks like... No, he looks younger.
Oh, 7? 5?
Yeah, I want to say he looks like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And she looks like 60.
Yeah. She looks like an abuela. She looks like a doña.
Yeah.
But I guess it's... Yeah, so that's her son. Mm-hmm. Esperanza's brother. So Ruben, yeah, Ruben's like, what, is it your brother? He's not getting better. Is that why you didn't meet me yesterday like you were supposed to, like I demanded?
And then she's like, no, I was looking for a job. And I knew that he was the one who made her stop working.
It was a power thing, yeah.
Yeah. He wants to have control over her, you know?
Yeah, even the way she says it, like, no, I was looking for a job. And then she kind of looks
like she's asking for permission, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And like she looks down right away to not like look at his face after she says it. And his face is like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you get a job and not depend on me completely for everything?
You know, if anything, this novella would, and I'm sure all the novellas we're going to rewatch just prove to me with every episode that these men are trash.
Basura, basura,
basura.
Que salga el desgraciado. Yeah, so he doesn't like that she says this. Like she's going to look for work. Then we go back to Teresa and Aurora.
They're at the college.
Somewhere. Oh, that's where they're at. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're at the college and she's super happy about anything with Paolo. She's like, now I can pursue other men or, mm-hmm. I don't know, look for other relationships. El profe is probably what she's talking about. Pray. Yeah, now I can pray on other men. Aurora's like, oh, wow, that's good. Good for you. And then she says she can't stop thinking about Mariano. Mm-hmm. And then Mariano walks by. And she points him out.
Yeah. And I just don't understand why every time she looks surprised.
Yeah.
Every time.
She knows who Mariano is.
I feel like she should be making a different face at least. Like stop looking surprised. You already know Aurora likes Mariano. But every time she's like, surprise Pikachu face, you know?
Yeah, and you know and exactly who
you should at least look like annoyed or mad. Like, change it up.
Yeah, change it up. Or just look happy for your friend because she doesn't know that
she's not going to be happy. No.
No, no.
She has. But Aurora doesn't know.
Yeah.
But she's incapable of feeling happy for her friend.
Yeah, you're right. Because she's a sociopath.
Because she's a bitch. Or I mean, she could be a sociopath.
I wonder if
that's
she
what
would...
they do, take advantage of people. But yeah. I think later on, well, no, I guess I won't jump. I won't jump that ahead.
No, she's not, though, because she truly, truly loves Mariano.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. And depending on which ending we talk about, or which ending.
Wait, there's two endings?
There's three endings.
We have to cover them all.
Yeah. No, that's going to say, but depending which ending, I guess, you look at the official ending. And I don't remember which one is the official ending.
Oh, and my God. Like I
won't jump ahead and talk about which ones they are, but there is one where...
No.
Or a two where she shows like real emotion. But I think it's only over Mariano in one.
Oh,
I feel like that's the only person she has emotions over.
In these three episodes, it's the only emotion we see. That and revenge.
And that's anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So Aurora's like, there he is. He's right there. And then, she looks super surprised, even though she knows.
Yeah. And this is how it ends.
Yes. This brings us to the end of episode 3.
Do you know how many episodes there are?
A lot. It went on for like it was 5-6 months.
We're and every day.
On every day.
Yeah, it comes on every day except the weekend.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot.
I wonder if novellas are still that way. They can't be, right? Because they're seasons
now. I feel like they're once a week and seasons now.
Oh, they're like regular TV shows.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. The golden age of novellas is gone.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. We got to live through it.
Yes, we did. It was glorious. Anyway, yes, that was our recap of episode 3. If you like what you hear, give us 5 stars only.
Yes, as we said last week, we require 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, and I just saw that you can also review us on like Stitcher and
really?
Like 2 more. You just can't review on Google and Spotify.
Yeah.
Find us on Instagram at Novelas con Cafecito altogether. Follow us, interact with us. Let's see, like us on Facebook. I don't update Facebook as much because I like Instagram better.
Mm-hmm.
But we,
you know, why don't you just share when you're on Instagram? You can just share to Facebook.
Oh, you're right. Duh.
Yeah.
I don't have them connected yet. That's why.
Oh, okay.
But yes, like us on Facebook, Novelas con Cafecito. And we also have Twitter, Novelas con Café. And let's see, what else? Oh, we have a YouTube.
We're on YouTube.
Yes, yeah. We are. Yeah, look for...
We're on YouTube's.
Yeah, YouTube's. Look for Novelas con Cafecito podcast. Just type that in and subscribe. Then you can see bloopers, extra convos. When we talk about outfits, we'll post little pictures of them, you know.
When we go on tangents.
Tangents, yeah, those will all be there. So yeah, that's about it. Tell your friends about us. Subscribe. Thank you for listening.
See y'all next week or... Yeah, whatever.
No, hear you next week.
You know what we mean.
Yes. Yeah.
Bye.